The Church of the Hollywood Bee Cowboy is rolling again. Saddle up, my friend. We ride like the wind through the Hollywood of the 1930s and 40s. This is where we worship, honor, and show love and respect to the men and women who thundered across that silver screen in the 1930s and 40s. Silent film is going to be honored here, too. We did that last time around with Lucky, episode number 7. It was dedicated to the silent Western, and we talked about the early people of film. Episode 8, we're going to carry on with our silent salute, and then I'm going to take a little break. Hope that I get an email from you, and I'll be looking forward to that. As we start episode number 8, I got to make sure you know my name, John Mack, M-A-C-K is my middle name. Last name is Flanagan, F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N. I was named after a cowboy star named Johnny Mack Brown. He's from Dothan, Alabama, big football star for the University of Alabama. Got a screen test at MGM, beautiful man. I'm telling you, you see Johnny Mack Brown. I've got one of his films over here, Vanishing Frontier. I think it was made in 1934. Man. He's one of the prettiest people ever in movies, really. And sound came along, and he was at MGM, starring with all the women of MGM. He was a clothes horse. Put a tuxedo on him, a top hat, march him out there, a silent film. And then sound came along, and they heard that southern Dothan, Alabama accent, and they said, no, this is not going to work. And they went with Clark Gable, and we know the history of that, but Johnny Mack Brown went on to star in 131 films. Big star of the B-Westerns, big star. I'm proud to be named after him. I've told people all my life, I guess my parents were at the drive-in movies too much. Somehow Johnny Mack Brown connected, and my name is Johnny Mack Flanagan, but please don't call me Johnny. I said that ended in the fifth grade out on the playground. Call me John. That's what my mom called me. John Mack Flanagan. My email address, J-O-J-O, lowercase, everything lowercase, J-O-J-O-M-A-C-K. Get that K on there, friend. If you don't put that, if you put M-A-C, it ain't going to get here. J-O-J-O-M-A-C-K, 2006, at yahoo.com. Jojo Mack, 2006, at yahoo.com. Wherever you hear this, will you shoot me an email? Just put church on it. I don't want you to put all that Church of the Hollywood Bee Cow. It's too much. I did that to get attention. Oh, look at me. Look at me over here. I'm doing a podcast. Hello, look over here. What the heck is... The church is going to get their attention. Church? What's that all about? Hollywood Bee Cowboy. What's a Bee Cowboy? What, Hollywood. Oh, it's something about Hollywood. Must be something about film. Yes, it is. It's all about the cowboy stars of the 1930s and 40s. We don't do spaghetti westerns. My buddy, Mr. Anderson, who runs oldcorral.com. If you haven't bookmarked that, my friend, bookmark oldcorral.com. He lists every Bee Cowboy. He tells their movies, who they married, the scandals they were in. He talks about the directors, the sidekicks. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Anderson's a great man. He's done wonderful work. Oldcorral.com. You go to the Old Corral, you'll find out a lot about the Bee Cowboys. But I am so excited about the Church of the Hollywood Bee Cowboys, and this is episode number 8. We're rolling through the silent films. Last time around, we talked about Harry Carey Sr., not Dobie, that was in The Searchers. The orange-headed kid. He was also in Tombstone with Kurt Russell. That guy made it a long time in film. Not Harry Carey Jr., but the old man, Harry Carey Sr., a film called Straight Shooting with Hoot Gibson. It was made in 1917. It was a lost film. They found it in Czechoslovakia. Oh, my God. And I got it. It was directed by John Ford in 1917. It's the first feature-length film by John Ford. He did mainly one and two real westerns, western director. That's why he's such a big deal. He's a western director. And then he stopped making Western films, and for a 10-year period did make a Western. In 1939, he did Stagecoach, put John Wayne in it, and we all know about that. And launched the career of John Wayne, and God bless John Ford. He was a tough old coot. He was of Irish descent. I think I know something of the Irish descent. I hope I'm not a tough old coot like that. He was tough as shoe leather. Anyway, we talked about Straight Shooting, my number one film. We talked about Jack Hoxie, born in Oklahoma, ended up on the Snake River in Idaho at a ranch, had a half-brother. His name is Al Hoxie. I hold one of his films in my hand. I've got one of his films called Rustler's End. They just kind of set the camera up, and Al just went running around shooting and fighting people. I don't think he wore a gun in that film. He had a rifle, but I don't think he wore a six gun. It's kind of a strange early Western. Ace of Clubs is the film I have in my hand. If you want to know where you get this, say, where in the heck is John getting this incredible stuff? Where is this wild stuff coming from? Oldies.com, if you can remember that. Is there address on here? Oldies.com. You can send for a free catalog, box 101, Narberth, N-A-R-B-E-R-T-H, N-A-R-B-E-R-T-H, Pennsylvania, 19072. They'll send you a free catalog. Oh, my God, have I gotten stuff from oldies.com. And VCI, which is in Tulsa. VCI, I got a lot of stuff in the old days on VHS. VCI is still doing a lot of work. So between VCI and oldies.com, I'm going to get you going, Podna. Your podcast, Podna, John McFlanagan, is going to get you rolling. Oldies.com. Ace of Clubs. The Horton Ranch is in the grip of a violent range war, which brings Jack Horton home, but not in time to save his brother, who's been mysteriously murdered. Like their father, the only clue is a playing card, the Ace of Clubs, pinned to his coat. Despite the pleas of the grieving mother, Jack is determined to avenge the family. It's Al Hoxie and Minna Sari Redmond, don't know her, Jules Coles, don't know him, Peggy Montgomery, directed by J.P. McGowan. I'm going to write a book on him. J.P. McGowan, one of the great people of Hollywood, a great film director, a great actor. If I showed you J.P. McGowan, you'd go, oh, John, I've seen him in everything. He's been in everything. He was born in Australia and ended up in the United States. He was in the Boer War, whatever that is. I think it was something in China. And he ended up in the United States, and he directed a ton of stuff, and he wrote a ton of stuff, and he starred. He didn't star, but he was featured in a lot of films, J.P. McGowan. And when he resigned from his film work, he became executive secretary of the Screen Actors Guild in Hollywood. He's one of their special people. They made him a lifetime member. They've done a dedication to him. It's a very serious film thing. I'm going to write a book on him someday. I love this man, J.P. McGowan. 1926 for Ace of Clubs with Al Hoxie. Pretty good Western. One of my best stars Art Mix. It's called Ace of Cactus Range, directed by Denver Dixon. Man, could I tell you stories about Denver Dixon. He was born in, his name is George Kesterson. He was born in New Zealand and somehow scraped the money together to do a one-reel film. That's about 8 minutes. And I guess he showed it around the country and got the money to launch his film projects. And in my opinion, Denver Dixon is one of the giants of film. Now, I've got some of his talking stuff. Buddy Roosevelt did work with Denver Dixon. I've got his sound work, and it's garbage. I mean, everybody makes fun of it. It's trash. There's a scene where they're shooting something, and he's up against the wall hiding, trying not to be seen while they're filming the scene. Oh, God. But these movies are so fresh. When something happens, they don't retake it. They don't go back and say, you know, scene 25, take number 8,000. No, they just keep rolling. They roll the next scene. And Denver Dixon is one of my heroes. This movie, the quality, you get it from oldies.com. The quality is, scale of 10, I give it a 5 or 6. It's not the best, but it's good enough. And it's got Art Mix in it. He's a guy who, George Kesterton changed his name to Art Mix because of Tom Mix. Oh, yeah. And Tom Mix sued him and lost. Art Mix got to use the name Diamond Smugglers, abduct an elderly rancher and his daughter, Virginia, who've chanced upon their illegal activities. The marshal and some local lawmen managed to track him through the desert to their mountain hideout. Time is of the essence because the crooks have abandoned the old man in the desert to die, and the gang member Bull, crazed by lust, is closing in fast on Virginia. He wants Virginia, and it's up to Art Mix to save her. And Denver Dixon directed it. It's in the Silent Westerns, the Silent Western Classics collection from oldies.com. I love this movie. Ace of the Cactus Range. Ace of Cactus Range is the title of it. And doggone it, it's a good one. I could watch it all day long. I like these silent movies. They're fast. They don't fool around. You can get a movie. I've got a Bob Steele movie. I'll have to find it and talk about it. It's pretty bad. You know, it looks like a movie. You watch it and you go, uh-huh. And then you sit there and you go, what the heck's going on? What's this all about? What's happening? And you don't have that with silent westerns. No, they cranked it out. They shot the movie. The bad guy's going to get it. Good guy's going to give it to him. And you can be there for the whole thing. Just get yourself some silent westerns. I really encourage it. Go for it. I'll be back. We'll have more episodes of the Church of the Hollywood Bee Cowboy. I am so excited you're riding with me. We're tall in the saddle, my friend. And wherever you might be, I send love and respect to you. And the silent westerns, which we've saluted in episodes 7 and 8. And I salute the Bee Cowboys of the 1930s and 40s. Wrapped up about 1952. Charles Sterrett's contract ended with Columbia. He'd been with Columbia 17 years doing Bee Westerns. At the end, he was a Durango kid, sat in the shade, and his stuntman wore a bandana across his nose like a bank robber and did all of his stunts, and Charlie Sterrett just sat around in the shade. I don't care much for those, but I've got a great early collection of Charles Sterrett. We'll talk about Charlie Sterrett. He's a great, great bee cowboy. He and Johnny Mac Brown were the best of friends. They went hunting together all the time and fishing, and they rode out to the studio together in their big cars. Had a great time. We're going to have a great time, too, next time I get in touch with you. Church of the Hollywood Bee Cowboy. God bless you. Take care, my friend. We'll meet again.